Sexual assault is an intimate violation that leaves deep emotional and psychological wounds. And in that raw emotional state, most victims are understandably reluctant to go to the police.
We're increasingly realizing that we have to treat sexual assault investigations much differently than other investigations because the dynamics are so different from other investigations.
That's Detective Sergeant Ty O'Meara with the Ashland Police Department. He understands that traumatized rape survivors are usually afraid to approach the often brusque culture of law enforcement. But he says the department's new sexual assault program goes deeper than just trying to be gentle with people who've been victimized.
We came up with the You Have Options program, which really puts all of the power and control for sexual assault reporting in the hands of the sexual assault survivor.
That means police in Ashland won't demand that victims detail their ordeal or even identify the perpetrator. It's estimated that 8 out of 10 victims know their assailant. When to file a report or whether to pursue an investigation at all is the victim's call.
They need to be comfortable with the fact that the police department is not going to investigate it. That person is the one that has to live with or exist with or be in a dorm or a classroom with the person that possibly sexually assaulted them, and that we are not going to immediately go out and contact that person unless the victim, the survivor, wants us to.
And that recognition is spreading. Captain Dan Halley is with the Sheriff's Office in Asotin County, Washington. He trains police and other first responders around the country in dealing with people who've been traumatized. He says brain research shows people process their traumatic experiences in different ways. The three main responses, he says, are fight, flight, and freeze.
By changing how we respond and allowing people to process those trauma response, it improves their ability to heal and overcome the event.
Not only do victims do better, Halley says, people treated this way are also better witnesses for the police.
If somebody is in a flight trauma response to a particular event, and as a law enforcement officer, I'm saying you need to stand here and talk to me, you're going against what their body is saying they need to do to survive. They're not going to be focused. They're not going to provide detailed information.
Putting rape victims in control also helps reverse a social tendency to shame or blame those victims, a tendency that's not limited to law enforcement.
If you ask the average person whether they would blame a sexual assault victim for being sexually assaulted, they'll say no. But we know that they do.
Joanne Archambault heads the group Ending Violence Against Women International. She says victims often first tell friends, family, or colleagues. If those people are unsympathetic, victims are unlikely to go to the police. Archambault, a retired police sergeant, says what rape victims need is to be believed and to be supported in the wake of the trauma.
So what Ashland is doing is trying to have victims work in a system that understands that and provides support for them so that when they're ready to engage with us, they can.
Ashland's program has also gained the interest of the U.S. military, which has been having growing problems with sexual assault in the ranks. Last month, Ashland's Deputy Chief Corey Falls testified about his department's new approach before a congressional panel. The group is charged with making recommendations about how the military can revise its sexual assault procedures. Liam Moriarty, JPR News.